This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we are glad you are with us. A beautiful day here in the Mile High City, and we got a jam-packed show for you, and we're going to kick it off with our good friend Jim Minner. We've known Jim for a number of years now. Colorado Cleanup Services is the name of the company, and they are remediation and restoration experts, and they say on their brochure they're simply the best, and I'm going to tell you that from a personal level. They are simply the best, and that's why you know, we like to do business really with one person in one category. You know, we've got Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. We've got Affordable Interest Mortgage. We've got, you know, Group Insurance Analysts. We've got just people in one sector that we trust. And we want you to know you can trust them as well. So, Jim, first of all, man, it's always hard to start out with how are you and what we're going through now. But how are you?
Scott, we're doing fine. Thank you for asking, and I hope you are as well.
Well, I am, sir. And, you know, we'll get through this. As they say, this too shall pass. But it has been different, and I'll be honest, I'm one of those that's shocked at where we are here in the United States of America and the predicament we're in. I did not think we would be here for us.
Nor did we, but we are where we are, and we've got a plow our way through it and follow the recommendations and be safe.
Absolutely. All right, Jim, let's educate our listeners a little bit on Colorado Cleanup Services. So, again, I've known you guys a long time. You've got an outstanding reputation. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
You bet. We're a family-owned and operated remediation restoration company, and as you said, Scott, we really are experts at what we do. There's a lot of people out there that try to get into this business. It's not a part-time job. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be honest about it because there's lots of temptations to try to cheat insurance companies or scare people, and we simply don't do that. We do things right. We're also we're a company that can take the project from beginning to end. So you don't have a company come in and just take care of the mitigation portion of it and then leave and say, see ya, hope you can find somebody else to put everything back. You know, we can put back the drywall, the trim, carpet, hardwood flooring, whatever needs to be done, and then you're dealing with one company. That's very important and convenient for the homeowner or the business owner, but it's also important from a warranty perspective. If there's a problem down the road,
sure,
you don't want people pointing at each other and saying, it's not our fault, it's their fault.
Absolutely. And, you know, talk about just a little bit one thing that I like, and just trying to think out a phrase, is really your mission about the way that you do your work. And what I like about it, like you say, if we call you, man, you're going to cover everything for me. When I say cover everything, you've got a network of people that you can call to do certain things, so I don't have to go find a bunch of different people, correct?
That's correct. And we vet those people the same way we're vetted, Scott. So pick any insurance company you want. You know, they're going to require us to have $2 million of general liability, workman's comp, be bondable, do background checks on our employees. You know, we require the same thing of anybody that would work for us, and most of what we do is done in-house, so it's our own people. Occasionally, there's something that's outside of our scope, and we have people that we will hire and use, but they work for us, and we're responsible for them.
Right. And you and I were talking a little bit before we came on air, but it is what we call sewage backup season.
It is. That most people wouldn't think about there being a season for that, but it's kind of a double whammy this year, Scott, because not only are the tree roots coming out of dormancy with these warm days we've had, and they seek something moist to grow into, and that's a leaky sewer line or a leaky septic tank line. And those roots will get in there and cause a lot of problems when ultimately, oftentimes, sewage backs up inside your home, and that is not a good situation. In addition to that, the tree root situation, a lot of people are staying home that don't normally stay home, and unfortunately, they're flushing things down their toilet that probably shouldn't be flushed. good rule of thumb is the only thing you should flush down the toilet is toilet paper.
Absolutely. Yeah, now with all the different, you know, wipes we are doing and the sanitary wipes, all the different things, those are not meant to go down there. So that's a very good point for sure. Now, Jim, do you find out a lot of times people are not covered with the right kind of insurance that even covers them for that?
It's getting better, Scott, but it is a situation that if you don't have that coverage, and it's very, very inexpensive, I mean, literally $20 or $25 a year is what most insurance companies charge, and
right.
Some of them included in the policy. But it's a great thing to check with your agent and make sure that you do have coverage if there's a backup inside your home, because if you don't, it can be fairly expensive, and it's got to be done right, because it's dangerous to have that bacteria in your home, and it doesn't just it's not a deal where you get a mop and a gallon of bleach and take care of yourself. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to protect yourself, and you have to do it right.
Sure. So you guys handle water damage, the mold, fire, odor removal, everything that's horrible like that in our home, you guys can handle.
We do. We also do structural drying. You mentioned mold. We can work in your crawl space and put down vapor barriers if you need us to. Board ups, you know, hail season's coming up pretty soon, Scott. We can do board ups and emergency tarp work on the roof. We can even get involved in the roofing if you need us to. Dust containments, demolition services, content restoration. And then, unfortunately, we have a need to do trauma scene cleanup sometimes. That's probably the most important thing we do.
Yes, sir. Their number, 303-237-4406, 303-237-4406. And you can check out their website at ccsmold.com. Now, Jim, with this coronavirus, and we talked about this on your last visit situation, you guys are doing something now that's extra special. Tell us about that.
We can come in and fog your home or your business. We've done some preschools. We've done some office business, office buildings. We've done some individual homes. And we truly use a product that's approved by the EPA. It's called Procure 5. It's a EPA-registered hospital-type disinfectant, Scott. And it'll kill the bacteria, mold, viruses, including the coronavirus. It works extremely well, but you've got to know what you're doing to fog it in the property, and you have to have PPE on to do it. The nice, really great thing about this product too, not only is it very effective, but 15 minutes after we're done, you can walk back in. There's no odor. It's safe to go in. We don't have to, you know, air it out. It does its job. It dwells, and then you're at a safe environment. But I want to overemphasize for your listeners, Scott, we take that back to the baseline, and you're in a safe environment. However, if someone were to walk into that property, you know, the next day or the next hour, and they had the virus, we can only take care of it while we're there. We can't do anything after we leave.
Sure. Well, you know, one thing I'm just kind of thinking, a lot of offices are empty right now because a lot of people are working from home, or you take just about every church that I know are not having services now. So this would be a good time to maybe, you know, have you guys come in and do something like that. Because when they reopen it, then it's at least done. And like you said, hey, you're starting out on a clean playing surface, you may say.
That's absolutely right. And Scott, for your listeners today, if you'd like, we could make a special. We would knock 25% off the normal price of 40 cents a square foot, so we would lower the price to your listeners today, the first five people that would call in to our office at 303-237-4406, we would do that for, instead of 40 cents a square foot, we would do that for 30 cents a square foot today.
Wow. Well, that is very generous. We appreciate that. So once again, folks, that number, 303-237-4406. And that is a great special, 25% off. So that's going to put it at about 30 cents a square foot. And it will take, depending on the size, but, I mean, normally you're in there in, I guess, a couple hours, right?
It depends on the size, but that would, you know, for the typical home, it's going to be somewhere between an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then, obviously, if it's a church or an office building,
sure,
kind of prorated accordingly.
Yes, sir. Well, Jim, hey, we appreciate it. We'll follow this up here again in a couple of weeks. And, man, thank you guys for just, you know, doing a great job and having such an outstanding reputation, A-plus members of the BBB, and just great people. So thank you guys for doing a good job, and I hope everybody with your family and your company stays healthy, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott. Same to you, my friend.
All right. That's Jim Minter, Colorado Cleanup Services. Their number, 303-237-4406. Hey, take advantage of this fog special they're doing right now to disinfect. Again, it is a hospital-grade disinfectant that will kill this coronavirus. So, as Jim mentioned, we're not trying to oversell it, folks, but it will kill that virus inside that room when they walk out of there. So, give them a call. 303-237-4406. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Going to go to the phones now. Talk to our good friend, Bryn Callender. Bryn is with 5280 Functional Medicine. Going to talk a little bit about our health today. No better time than to discuss this. And, hey, a health coach. So, Bryn, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So I want to say your title right. So give me your title there at 5280 Functional Medicine.
Sure. So I'm a functional medicine certified health coach.
All right. And you know what? I love how we're going to start at this out because there are so many different titles for different things out there, you know, with nutritionist, you know, metabolic coordinator, I mean, whatever. So let's discuss a health coach and tell us a little bit about, you know, how that differs, and then we'll get into even how you may differ from what maybe that is normally to people.
Sure. Yeah. So ultimately, as a health coach, my job is to really kind of be, I like to say, your guide on the side. So I am helping clients to understand their diagnosis and their plan of care. So in the office, you know, I am not the one who provides diagnosis. That's all Dr. Riggs and Dr. Spencer. They provide the diagnosis, but then I can come along with the education piece and help people understand the diagnosis. Also, just I can provide general education as well. So, you know, the doctor's ordered some labs, maybe it's the cardiometabolic panel, and I can come along and help to interpret that with my client. So, you know, we really work hand in hand at 5280 Functional Medicine between the doctor and myself to help our patients best understand their diagnosis as well as their plan as well. So ultimately, I will never, you know, I won't recommend or sell supplements. That's not something that I do. That's what the doctors do. But then I can come along and help also educate the client who is thinking about, okay, this is what they told me. Now, can you remind me again, what was this one for? What was that one for? So really, my job is a lot around the education piece. Some people actually can sometimes think that it feels a lot like therapy, because we'll talk about stress and we'll talk about how to manage your stress. But again, like, that's kind of where I differ from a therapist. I'm not a psychotherapist, but I do listen with compassion, and I do have ways to help us move through emotions when you're feeling emotions about making changes. Other things, you know, thinking about a nutritionist, that is one of the most common misconceptions, is people think, okay, she's going to give me nutritional advice when I go to her. And actually, no, I'm not licensed to give nutritional advice. What I really seek to do is empower my clients to seek the information that they're looking for. And again, I can provide some education on that, but then be able to help them create their own personalized plans. So when we talk about food plans, you know, Dr. Riggs and Dr. Spencer will tell them what food plan they would like to see them on. And then I can help facilitate that in making meal plans and things like that. But ultimately, you know, I don't get down to the nitty gritty. I don't take a look at, are you getting enough vitamin A? Are you getting enough vitamin D in your diet? You know, those things are out of my scope of practice. And then really, like, another thing is people think I'm going to tell them what to do with exercise, like a personal trainer would. Again, that's not my realm.
Right.
But what I do offer, and this is the part that I love so much, is empowering my clients. So making sure that they have all the resources that they need to make the best decisions for themselves. And then where I really feel like the health coach is the most beneficial is in motivation. So I help the clients really find that internal motivation to help them be successful, because so many people, when they come to us, they've tried these things before. They've tried exercise. They've tried new diets. They've tried, you know, so many different ways of approaching their health, and they haven't been successful. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a health coach really comes alongside, is to help find that motivation within them to help make that change.
Bryn Callender is our guest. Once again, she's with 5280 Functional Medicine. Their number is 720-722-0386. So, Brent, let's, you know, when it comes to a lot of times it's losing weight, and I think we're going to see that a lot more after being at home as much as we've all been. But it's so much of a mindset, and, you know, we are such in a mindset of everything happening quickly, being able to take something and not exercising and losing weight and getting healthy just so quickly. How do you find out if that patient's in the right mindset to really make a change? Because it's hard to get that across, that, hey, you know what, I can help you drop a few pounds a little bit, but I don't want to see you drop five and put back on 20. You know, so you got to get in the right mindset. How do you figure out, or what are some of the questions you ask to figure out where they are to see if they're really ready to make a change?
Yeah, you know, one thing that we really focus on is, especially in our practice, you know, people do come to us and they are hoping to drop some weight. Ultimately, though, our goal is that we're going to do things to help your health, and the byproduct of that is going to be that you're going to lose some weight. But ultimately, you know, when I call people up on the phone and listen in to see where is their mindset, I really ask them what they're hoping to accomplish. And if they say losing weight, that's fine. We call that we call that like a product goal.
Sure.
Here's my goal. I want to lose some pounds. But how about your behavior? What's the behavioral goal that's going to really help you get there? And so we talk a lot about behavior, and losing weight is the product of making sure you're getting enough sleep at night, making sure you're exercising the appropriate amount, making sure you're getting the right amount of calories, not too much, not too little, as well as making sure that you're managing your stress. And so really, when I'm listening to people talk, I'm listening for all those different behaviors that we could take a look at making some adjustments to in order to help them get to the product that they want of losing weight.
Right.
So really listening in for that.
Right. Well, you take the last 4 to 6 weeks, everyone's stress level has gone through the roof.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, boy, if you just take that one side of our health and how stress affects us, and we've talked a lot about that, and with your boss, Dr. Riggs, which is in studio with us now, so he's glad to know you're working today.
Hey, Brent.
But, you know, just talk about that stress factor, and I mean, how, because I think one thing, you know, with having a health coach is, like you say, someone to talk to, something just to have person that you can kind of dump on a little bit to figure out where everything are emotionally and all, because you got to get all that kind of straight before you can even start getting a lot of other things in that health trail ready, right?
Right, absolutely. Stress management is huge, and it is definitely something I can say I've probably worked on with every single one of my clients. You know, we are just a go, go, go society, and we don't take breaths. And so right now, so many of us are at home and actually having the opportunity to breathe, but yet we're bringing more anxiety onto ourselves because we're continuing to watch the news constantly and be really scared of the times that we're in. And so it really causes stress on your body. And that's just one side of stress. I know Dr. Riggs has talked so much about all the different ways that we stress our bodies. But from the perceived stress vantage point, really thinking about, you know, what, when I work with clients, we explore what drains them of their energy, what is stressing them out. And on the flip side of that, what is bringing them joy and what brings them energy? You know, what when they do something is really fulfilling to them. And that then, once we know those things, how can we get more of that into our lifestyle to almost cram out the other things, like crowd it out, instead of, I got to stop thinking about that. I got to stop thinking. No. Let's crowd it out with some positivity. And so that's really where we go. We think about things like gratitude journals, talking about self-affirmations, sometimes meditations, or even just the simple act of doing some deep diaphragmatic breathing is really helpful in bringing someone's stress levels down in their bodies.
All right. So talk about what that initial visit is a little bit, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to open up to people. You walk in and all of a sudden, now I'm trying to get you to help me. And I mean, you know, it's just hard to sometimes open up to people, but, you know, certainly knowing you, I know you're very easy to talk to, so that really helps with people. But just talk about what that initial consultation may look like.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. No one has ever really had a problem opening up in our sessions. And I think it's because we really start out by looking at the person's strengths. So before they come to me, I ask them to complete a strengths survey where we take a look at, you know, just some different it's just a different lens to look at yourself through. So, for example, some strengths that people come to us with are strengths like honesty and appreciation of beauty and excellence are really some of the top ones that I see. And so I ask them, what does that look like for you in your life? How do you appreciate beauty and excellence? And it's funny because people just, as soon as you ask them to talk about themselves in a way that they, it makes them feel good about themselves, they just start going, you know, and they feel really comfortable. And then from there, we take a look at, you know, your 10-year plan. Tell me about in 10 years, where do you want to be? What do you want your health to look like? What do you want to be able to do? And so we really, it's very big picture in the first session so that we can find what are those hooks into motivation. So if I know in 10 years I want to be able to run around with my grandkids and have the energy that I need to do that, all right, so how will we take that piece now in our current life and help you to, you know, follow the cardiometabolic food plan that you're on or something to that regards. So that's really what we dig into in the first session.
Right. Bryn Callender is our guest once again. She is a functional medicine certified health coach at 5280 Functional Medicine. Their number, 720-722-0386. So what is just, last couple of minutes here, but what's kind of the normal, if there is such a word, as a normal plan, so to speak, of, because everybody's different. And that's one thing that, you know, you guys do. I mean, there is no, okay, you're 30 years old, so follow this. You know, I mean, everybody's different and how food affects them and different foods and all that. So how often does someone need to usually follow up with you? Is it every couple of weeks? Is it once a month? I mean, is it just different for everyone?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really, truly depends on the person. It depends on their motivation levels. The people who find themselves starting out, we really try to go no more than 2 weeks in between each appointment just so that we can keep really get some momentum going before I let them on their own for a while. I have a client right now who he can fluctuate between every 2 weeks to right now we're going every single week because he needs that accountability. And so we're meeting once a week. I also have other people who it's every 3 weeks, you know, it's a check-in because their motivation is so high.
Right.
They don't need me there every single step of the way.
Well, and once you see that result, I mean, that motivates people. But then what's hard is when they don't see it right off and, you know, they walk in your office and ask where your trash can is to throw away the McDonald's bag. I mean, you know, before they see you. That's the, and see, you said, I knew you were going to say he needed motivation. See, guys, we're not so good at that, you know, so.
But, oh, it's the females too. It's all of us really, you know.
Right. Well, Bryn, hey, great visiting with you, and we're going to visit with your boss now. But, Dr. Riggs, just take a minute. We've got 1 minute left here on this segment. Just take a minute and just talk about, you know, how great it is to have someone like Bryn in your office because, you know, this is all a puzzle of things. There are certain things that you do to get that puzzle started, and there's other pieces that got to fit, or what you do doesn't work, and what she does doesn't work.
Yeah,
if you don't do it.
And I have certain areas of expertise, and my own personal forte, and my wife does, and so does Bryn. And I just always think about, again, from my standpoint, my point of view, how unique it is to have physicians and health coaches working together, because the physician can know a whole lot, and my wife and I, we know a whole lot about a whole lot of different things, which is great, and we can provide patients with gobs and gobs of information and resources, which can also be great, but a lot of times a lack of information is not the number one problem. Like Bryn was saying, a lot of times it's holding people accountable. It's a lot of times it's keeping people motivated, keeping people on that wagon. So providing the information is one obstacle. You know, you have to have the right information. I'll be talking about, you know, type 2 diabetes and hypertension here in the next segment, but and there's a lot of misinformation on those chronic health conditions. So the right information is absolutely needed. And then step two is the appropriate facilitator. of that information and the facilitator of, you know, just, again, holding you accountable, keeping you on the wagon and keeping you motivated. And Bryn has been excellent at doing that.
Right. Well, Bryn, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great weekend and stay healthy yourself, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Great. Thank you.
All right. That's
Bryn
Callender. 5280functionalmed.com is their website, and their number 720-722-0386. We'll be back with Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs.
Len Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service parts and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Len Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe and will resume sales soon.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back. We'd like to welcome you to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. 5280functionalmed.com. And once again, their number 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome the good doctor himself, Dr. Mark Riggs. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, it's hard to remember what day it is sometimes. I mean, they just all seem to flow together. And everybody's like, have a good weekend. It's like, man, I feel like I've been on a weekend for 4 weeks, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel the same way.
It has been unreal. All right. I tell you what, let's kick it off with something you're going to do tomorrow.
Yep.
And then let's get some information about that, because I think this is really important.
Sure. Yeah. We're doing another free webinar tomorrow morning at 10:30 Mountain Time, and it is going to be on reducing your cardiovascular risk. And today, after I recap last show, I'm going to be talking about hypertension, which is another underlying condition that exposes us to this this virus that's been going around. And so part of the talk tomorrow is going to be on reducing your risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so that's at 10:30 tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, Mountain Time. And, the link to register for that particular free webinar is on our homepage of our website. So go to 5280functionalmed.com and, underneath the banner, there is a link that you can kind of drag and drop, copy okay. and paste into your webinar, and that's how you register, and then you'll get follow-up information on how to actually join the webinar from there. So tomorrow morning, 10:30, reducing cardiovascular risk, free webinar. Tell your family, tell your friends. Anybody can copy and paste that link into your browser, register for free, and attend for free. We look forward to seeing you. It's a very... I mean, I have to say I spent quite a bit of time sure. on this particular talk because it's one of those areas in our practice that I have gravitated towards and that I've taken a special interest in. So it's chock full of scientific literature to support what I'm talking about, debunking some more medical myths and providing patients and people listening with real health strategies, sort of where the rubber meets the road, right?
Gotcha.
Specific foods, specific supplements, specific lifestyle factors, specific risk factors, and all of it's grounded in the literature.
Great. So it's 5280functionalmed.com, and that'll be 10:30 tomorrow morning.
You got it.
Let's take 60 seconds. Just, every day, things change with this virus, you know? And so, I mean, I started to say, what have you learned over these few weeks? But, man, it's something every day that comes out about this. So any just quick thoughts on kind of where this is today?
It's funny. I mean, it's, you know, yeah, the numbers are, I've kind of lost track of the numbers, right? So early on, we were kind of keeping track of all the numbers. But with additional testing, the numbers have gone through the roof. Mm-hmm. And I've heard even, you know, from nurses and people saying that, you know, they're counting, you know, lots and lots of deaths in hospitals. They're counting those as, you know, coronavirus deaths, even when they're maybe not. Right. So, you know, the numbers are what they are. What I'm talking about today is what makes your risk for developing, you know, contracting it and dying from it 10 to 20 times more likely, right? Okay. That's what everybody wants to sure. know about, right? The numbers are what they are. We know that the mortality rate is relatively low unless you have some of these underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. So last week I talked a lot about type 2 diabetes, and I mentioned that much of what we're told about type 2 diabetes is far from the truth. So type 2 diabetes does not have to be a progressive degenerative condition that will only get worse over time. The pancreas does not burn out over time in type 2 diabetes. Serious complications due to diabetes are not, quote unquote, inevitable. And we can do much more than just slowing the progression of problems associated with diabetes by using drugs and insulin. Actually, diet therapy, physical activity, and numerous other lifestyle modifications should be the cornerstone of blood sugar control, but currently aren't being emphasized by conventional Western medicine. And if you have diabetes, you don't necessarily have to be on more and more medications the rest of your life. But this is the case if you only utilize a diet and lifestyle approach to reversing the condition, that doesn't have to be the case, mm-hmm. right? So, but in order to reverse that condition and keep it in remission, you really have to maintain those lifestyle modifications. So I also stated that last week I stated that type 2 diabetes has emerged in the past 100 years as one of the leading contributors to death and disease in the world, and that of the vast majority of that is due to the negative changes that have occurred in our human diet and lifestyle during that time. And according to the CDC, by the year 2050, diabetes rates are expected to nearly triple, costing our economy about $250 billion per year currently, to increasing to over $622 billion per year, right, by 2050. So the bottom line is that clearly we're doing something very, very wrong compared to how we lived just 100 years ago. And our practice, 5280 Functional Medicine, helps patients outline a plan to help reverse your course with diabetes and blood sugar problems. We discuss nutrition. We discuss physical activity, sleep, stress management, medications, nutritional supplements, and a variety of other lifestyle techniques and strategies to regain control over your blood sugar, prevent complications, and optimize your health. And so now again, people listening, why do I care? Why am I talking about this right now? Well, last week I also discussed that the impact of having type 2 diabetes on our susceptibility to becoming infected and dying from coronavirus. And according to the experts, including the CDC, with respect to the coronavirus, adults with no underlying conditions have a mortality rate of between 0.5 and 1%. Pretty darn low.
Wow.
And those with diabetes have a risk of death due to coronavirus of 10 to 11%. Right? So that's 10 to 20 times your risk if you're a diabetic. And this is a lifestyle-induced and largely reversible chronic health condition. And what's even scarier is that a 2018 CDC report stated that over 100 million Americans suffer from either prediabetes or diabetes, which means that a huge portion of the United States population is at an enormous risk for this virus. And all of the complications and health problems that result from this reversible condition. So additionally, you know, I mentioned just a minute ago that, you know, according to the CDC, by 2050, diabetes rates and the cost is estimated to triple. But if those rates are expected to triple, then so will our risk for these infections, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all the more reason that we've got to do something about this. But the million-dollar question is still why? Why are people with chronic underlying health conditions at a greater risk? I really believe that knowing the reasons why helps to empower patients to make, you know, we were talking about with Bryn, leveraging patients to make healthier choices.
Right.
Just knowing the information oftentimes isn't enough. Sometimes you need a little extra push. So the main reasons that have been able to be identified in the scientific literature thus far as to why people with diabetes are at greater risk for death due to coronavirus include a few things here. So number one, fluctuations in blood sugar cause increased stress on the body. Well, we've been talking about that a lot. Bryn mentioned it too. Stress is something that we work on with every single patient. And that chronic physiological stress suppresses the immune system function. And now that's a wonderful general statement, but I'll give you a specific mechanism by which this happens. Chronically elevated blood sugar deactivates immune system cells like macrophages, which are the body's first responders, sort of like the fire department,
right?
The EMT, I should say, which weakens your immune response if you've got handicapped first responders, right? So high blood sugar deactivates these macrophages, weakens our immune system, and makes coronavirus much more deadly. Number two, metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, and type 2 diabetes are all inflammatory conditions. That's a underlying feature, characteristic of every single chronic health condition that there is, whether it's Alzheimer's or whether it's diabetes. But chronic inflammatory conditions that result in too much, these metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, they're all inflammatory. They all result in too much sugar in the body and high levels of the hormone insulin. And the chronic systemic inflammation that results predisposes you to complications from infection. And the way coronavirus kills its victims, as I've mentioned on previous shows, is by causing a cytokine storm, which is an overreaction by the immune system, leading to massive inflammation in the lungs and blocks the airways. And this is how the majority of people who die from coronavirus die. So reducing this chronic systemic inflammation by fixing your blood sugar is absolutely critical to surviving these types of viral infections. And lastly, but surely not the be-all end-all, but and very interestingly here, scientists have recently found a link between certain drugs called ACE inhibitors like lisinopril and angiotensin II receptor blockers like losartan. These are blood pressure drugs, and your risk for these cytokine storms, which leads to respiratory failure. So it's been identified that ACE inhibitor drugs and angiotensin II receptor blockers have been shown to upregulate a specific receptor in the body that allows coronavirus to hijack the cells in your lungs, leading to those major problems. And these drugs are often prescribed to people with diabetes and maybe one of the reasons for the much, much higher fatality rate. And as I mentioned last week, roughly 70% of diabetics are taking blood pressure medications. And those two classes of blood pressure medications are some of the most commonly prescribed. So talk about a double or triple whammy. Mm-hmm. You've got diabetes, but then you've also got high blood pressure, and then you're also taking these drugs, right. And any one of those dramatically increases your risk of this infection.
Sure.
And severe complications of this infection. So that that is the why. And we're always in functional medicine asking why. Why do we see these trends? And I like answering that for patients because knowing that information can really help you, leverage that information to make healthier choices and get healthy. And even if that first step in those healthy choices is to give us a call.
Sure.
Because this is what we do as functional medicine practitioners.
Make a decision to change, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But this is our forte, is working with patients on their underlying conditions and on the underlying drivers and risk factors for those underlying conditions. And this has got everybody's attention right now. So I wanted to talk about it. Now, today, I wanted to continue that discussion on chronic underlying conditions that make us more susceptible to infections, including coronavirus, because again, if we utilize a functional medicine approach to reversing these chronic lifestyle-induced conditions, we can have much more control over the fate of our health, and our control will go far beyond just physical distancing, drugs, mm-hmm. and vaccines. So today, I wanted to talk about high blood pressure. Because this has recently been clearly identified as another underlying condition that results in poor health outcomes and greater risk of death when the body is exposed to coronavirus. And this topic relates to last week's topic, diabetes, because high insulin levels result in higher blood pressure. So hypertension or high blood pressure is a condition where the force of blood against the arterial walls is excessively high, and high blood pressure causes harsh, turbulent blood flow through the arteries that beats up and damages the delicate inner lining of the arteries and results in inflammation.
Right.
Okay. So it all comes back to inflammation. And so the analogy that I think of is imagine tapping your finger on your face every second, all day long. Eventually, and probably after only a couple of hours, your face is actually going to start to get sore and inflamed. And this is literally what's happening inside the arteries with high blood pressure. Every single pump of excessive pressure through the arteries is just beating up those arterial walls and creating inflammation, which not only predisposes you to atheromas and clots and strokes and heart attacks, but also that inflammation all throughout our body is predisposing us to this virus. Now, it's estimated that about 85 million U.S. adults have high blood pressure, which is greater than 1 in 4.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. And most are unaware that they even have it due to a lack of symptoms, which is why it's called the silent killer,
yeah.
Right? And maybe most importantly is that the scientific literature has identified various lifestyle factors as being having the greatest impact on hypertension, right? So it's not just genetics. It's lifestyle factors. And some of these modifiable risk factors include chronic perceived stress, poor sleep quality or quantity, physical inactivity, cigarette smoking, obesity, atherosclerosis, glucose intolerance or hyperinsulinemia, otherwise known as diabetes, mm-hmm. prediabetes, nutritional deficiencies, oxidative stress, environmental toxins, especially heavy metals, and autoimmune disease. Now, that's not an exhaustive list. That's not right. Everything under the sun. But right there are, 10 or 12 things that we see in our practice all day long, all the time. So very, very common. You don't have to look very far to find a patient with those mm-hmm. underlying conditions. And those absolutely contribute to hypertension. Now, for those listening with high blood pressure, the advice that I typically give patients, the general advice, right? Everything is custom tailored in our office based on, a patient by patient basis. But step one is very simply know your blood pressure, right? So it helps to know where you're at. Otherwise, you're sort of flying blind. And normal is still less than 120 over less than 80. Elevated is now considered to be anything in the 120s. So 120 to 129 and less than 80. Stage 1 hypertension is 130 to 139 or 80 to 89 on the bottom.
Okay.
Stage 2 is 140 or higher or 90 or higher. And a stage 3 hypertension or hypertensive crisis is anything higher than 180 on the top or 120 on the bottom. So if you're, and that's according to the American Heart Association, the brand new guidelines in 2019 came out, those are it. And so anybody with 180 or higher or 120 or higher, have someone drive you to the emergency room, right? Because that's what the drugs are for. But for anybody around, you know, 120, 130, 140, there are plenty of lifestyle factors that can be addressed to help bump those down 10 or 20 points to help bring you back to the optimal range, short of just going on medications. But again, most doctors are they're pharmacology docs. And so you go to the conventionally trained doc and you get the drug-based approach. So I recommend investing in a home electronic blood pressure monitor, and if you haven't already, and calibrate it with your doctor's office yearly. Because seriously, knowing your blood pressure can be the difference between life and death. So step two is to, what I would say, rule out medications that can elevate your blood pressure. And some of these commonly prescribed classes of medications are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and Celebrex, corticosteroids like prednisone, hydrocortisone, central nervous system stimulants, caffeine, right? Estrogen and progestins in birth control pills and hormone replacement therapies, immunosuppressants like cyclosporine, and supplements. There are supplements that will elevate your blood pressure, like ginseng, licorice, yohimbine extract. So they have a mild stimulatory effect. So addressing those underlying factors. And then step three would be to address the other underlying risk factors that I previously outlined,
right?
All of those, the perceived stress, the sleep, the physical activity, the cigarette smoking, obesity, all of that stuff. If those are the underlying risk factors for hypertension, then guess what? Those are your path away from hypertension, right? We address those underlying causes and the hypertension resolves. We do nothing, the hypertension persists, and you're going to be taking that lisinopril or that ACE inhibitor that's opening you up to infection, like for, sure. Like in the case of the coronavirus, you're going to continue to be on that. So that's very important. Know your blood pressure, identify underlying medications and supplements that may be elevating your blood pressure without you even knowing, and then identifying and managing and slash treating the underlying causes of hypertension that have been identified in the scientific literature. Now, I mentioned one of those underlying causes being nutritional deficiencies. Those nutritional deficiencies are specific, and I go through them with a fine-tooth comb with our patients, and sometimes we even go so far as to run a comprehensive micronutrient test. But oftentimes, we emphasize things like dark green leafy vegetables and wild-caught cold-water fish and grass-fed dairy and different types of teas like hibiscus and hawthorn and go-to cola and green tea, different vegetables like beets and celery, because all of those specific foods are beneficial for patients with hypertension because of the nutrients and phytochemicals that they contain, right? So other things that can be emphasized in patients with high blood pressure, potassium, right? It's sort of old school to think we have to just avoid all things with sodium so that everything just tastes bland and like cardboard. Right. But actually emphasizing potassium has been shown to be much more effective. And I talk about specific dosages with my patients. Not going to get into that right now. The other lifestyle considerations, you know, in addition to stress management, which is absolutely crucial, getting sun exposure, doing the physical activity, but specifically interval training, standing more, sitting less, getting that quality sleep, quitting smoking, and the appropriate tailored supplementation. Magnesium, I mentioned potassium, vitamin K2, EPA and DHA, CoQ10, and garlic. These have all been shown to be very beneficial in hypertensive patients. And again, we tailor the prescriptions for our patients, those specific nutraceutical prescriptions, based on what's going on in a patient's blood chemistry oftentimes.
Right.
So we're not just guessing, we're testing. Now, basically, Scott, to tie this all together, both diabetes and hypertension, they both increase our risk for poor outcomes with coronavirus and other infections through the mechanisms of both inflammation, like we talked about, whether it's too much blood sugar or too high a blood pressure, they both beat up the insides of the arteries, causing that inflammation. And then in both cases, in most diabetics and in patients with hypertension, a lot of people are taking these blood pressure drugs, which upregulate that receptor that allows coronavirus to hijack your lung cells, leading to major problems related to inflammation and respiratory failure. So all of this is just to say that this is all the more reason to seek out functional medicine practitioners like my wife and I to help you build your health back up and keep you there based on the numerous underlying lifestyle factors that have been identified in the scientific literature, which may be resulting in the physiological dysfunction, such as high blood pressure or hypertension. So please, anybody, we're still seeing patients. We're doing phone consultations and virtual appointments. Please give us a call and reach out, because this is really, really an important time to take control of your health.
Absolutely.
And I just want to reemphasize that webinar that's happening tomorrow morning at 10:30. You can go to our website, 5280functionalmed.com. There is a link, a registration link on our homepage right on the banner that you can copy and paste into your browser, and you can register for this free webinar happening tomorrow morning at 10:30 on reducing your cardiovascular risk. And it's going to be great. You can sit there at home. You can have your, you know, husband or your kids around you, and you can all listen. You can tell your friends, family members to listen from their homes, which is probably more likely. And you can all join in on the webinar, and it's chock full of the scientific literature that's supporting everything that we're talking about here and everything else that I'll be talking about tomorrow. So tell your friends, tell your family members, download the, or, you know, copy and paste the link, register, and we hope to see you tomorrow at 10:30.
It'll be 10:30.
All right. And one last thing that I wanted to mention is that we are going to be offering coronavirus antibody testing through our office starting as early as next week. So I wanted to make that announcement today. It's very important because this coronavirus antibody testing is something that many, many doctors and clinicians have been waiting for. It's sort of the one of the gold standard tests. It helps us determine whether or not a person has had recent exposure to coronavirus or past exposure. And it's one of those tests that laboratories and experts are saying may help help patients become reintroduced into the community sooner, help determine whether or not you're a threat to your family and to other people at the grocery store and all that stuff. So please, if you are at all interested in this coronavirus antibody test, email us at info@5280functionalmed.com. We're trying to gauge how many people are going to be interested in this so that we can order the appropriate amounts of tests and service the community adequately. So that's info@5280functionalmed.com for this coronavirus antibody test.
Great. Great information. Once again, that number, 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com, 10:30 tomorrow. Go to 5280functionalmed.com, catch that link, and the webinar will start at 10:30. Dr. Riggs, thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.